What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. And then head on over to No House Advantage and check them out because they have got some contests for you, whether that's NBA, MLB, NFL, PGA. No more NBA, by the way. That's sad for right now, but we killed NBA on this show. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You should go play at No House Advantage. Use that promo code AWESOMO and get a $20 instant match deposit bonus on your first sign up. You don't have to worry about fantasy points. This is going to be a player prop site. You download the app in the App Store or just go to the website. Win big with player props today at No House Advantage. Ben, our basketball season is over, which is a shame for the viewers of this video because you and I, particularly you, killed the basketball picks.
We did. We had a good run there. Wish we got to it sooner, but you know what? There will be plenty more basketball in this show's future. Listen, we used the tools. I honestly can say that. Odd Shopper, the tools that Alex and the whole team provide here, they can give you an edge, not just in DFS, but in betting. And we were fortunate to get on a roll there with series. I don't know. I kind of want to ask you and make a statement. You kind of get a ebb and flow for what's going on. And when the lines are kind of like run back in a way, you can take advantage of some outliers from the previous game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did a really good job of that. Just to sum it all up, you ended up being 8.7 strips of bacon to the good. I was 3.6 strips of bacon to the good. Would have been a little bit closer to you if I didn't fully bagel yesterday, but that's neither here nor there. Either way, just over the time that we were doing the breakfast menu for NBA bets, a crisp 12.3 strips of bacon to the good.
That's a lot of bacon, man.
It is a lot of bacon. We're gonna have heart disease and stuff because of it. It's too much. Too much whatever. I don't know. I'd rather just eat the bacon. I'm good.
I just had bacon. I just ate your strips of bacon. I just had a couple strips. So now I'm taking that off your units.
That's fair.
Win some, you lose some. But yeah, you know what? Now it's interesting because we were talking a little before the show, you know, basketball ends. We've got some new sports here. And to me, it's a mindset thing. Like my expectations for some of these other sports are going to be to grind it out. It's not like they're not my best sports and they never will be. But that doesn't mean you can't get an edge here or there, take advantage of some of these lines. And that's what we're going to try to do here.
Absolutely. So let's dive in right now. Hey, you cleaned your plate yesterday, so it's up to you. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to sit back. This is not NBA. This is MLB. I'm going to sit back and let you set the tone and then piggyback off hopefully some hot fire picks from you.
All righty. So we're going to kick this off. One strip of bacon on the Houston Astros -1.5 runs at -118. The Indians are 18th in weighted runs created plus against righties. They are 28th in on-base percentage. So that creates a high variance scenario for me where they have to rely on power in order to get their runs because they simply cannot get on base against righties. Lance McCullers has a 0.110 expected ISO against righties, 0.142 expected ISO against lefty. So it's not as if he's giving up all that much power to begin with. If you can't get on and you can't really hit for power, you're probably not scoring a lot of runs. And Eli Morgan, not very good. Astros second best offense in the league against righties, 118 weighted runs created plus. Astros in a route here, 1.5 runs, not a problem at all.
I looked at the Astros and I didn't want to let a run and a half. I didn't want to lay, you know, -220 to win the game, even though I think that's an interesting, we're not going to get into this right now, a parlay piece if you wanted to do something like that. So I went to another team that, to me, I thought they would be closer to the Astros in terms of where that money line sat, and it's the Chicago White Sox. They're only -140 at home against the Twins. And the simple situation, I have them amongst the best teams in the AL. I look at the Twins, they're atrocious on the road. It's a divisional matchup. We've seen this time and time again. The Twins, 18-30 on the road. White Sox, 35-16 at home. They've won two straight. I think they make it three straight. Pineda versus Cease, I don't really see anything that stands out. I was just, you know, again, this is a line that I think -140 is towards the floor of what you're going to get. I don't think this would be around by first pitch. So I'm just going to ride with a clearly better team at home, kind of like the Astros, but not laying nearly as much juice.
Interesting play you have there. Number two for me, final pick for the breakfast menu for today. One strip of bacon on The Chicago White Sox -1.5 runs at +130. White Sox fourth in baseball in weighted runs created plus against righties, second in on-base percentage, middle of the pack in the ISO. But that's fine because Michael Pineda is going to make up for it. A 170 expected ISO against both hands over the past 2 years. He's given up power in bunches. And if the White Sox can get a ton of people on base, you know what happens when you have a little bit of power coming. And Dylan Cease has been amazing so far this year. 30% K rate. He cut the walk rate to 10%. So I'm getting the significantly better pitcher who's taken a step forward. He's always had the pedigree. And I'm taking the big time offense in the White Sox. Happy to lay the 1.5, especially getting +130.
I'm so fortunate that you picked the Astros first, because I would have seemed inevitably that I was just actually picking back if you said White Sox. And then I was like, oh yeah, I also like the White Sox. So that was fortunate. By the way, mine is also, my bets are going to be to win one strip of bacon today. Nothing too crazy. I'm going to round things out, going to a total. This was a bet, actually, it worked out the other day. Cardinals crushed the Cubs at home. They split the series here. I'm going under 8.5 runs in that game for -118. You've got Hendricks and Wainwright. You've got a situation that, again, looking at these lines, I see mostly over under 8, but I did find an 8.5 there. Not a lot of extra juice. Both these guys seem fine. Again, a divisional matchup. I wanted to back the Cardinals again. I do lean them in this spot, but to me, under 8.5 was the move to make, especially at -118. Another line that I think by first pitch, we could see this in the -125, -130 range, or just no 8.5s available. They might move it just to 8 across the board. So I'm going to hope for a low scoring game there. I'm going to hope for the White Sox route. I don't really care about the Astros, but I guess for you, why not? And we'll see what we can do in the baseball streets.
Two bets for each of us down. The breakfast menu is complete, but we're not done eating yet. Sides of No House Advantage to follow. I'm feeling good about my No House Advantage pick. I don't know how you are. Do you want me to go for it? Because no, I really like it.
Okay, I'm going to go first. We're going to change. Okay. There's no rules with baseball. No. You could do just like the actual sport. Yeah, 7 innings, double. It doesn't matter. McCullers, over 5.5 Ks. I looked at the line. It's 7.5 most places. It is juiced to the under at 7.5, but that's still way too many. That's multiple strikeout difference. Simple enough. You've already mentioned that the Astros are in a really good position at home tonight. He should be doing a lot of that. Wouldn't be surprised to see him pitch deep in the game. Just a product of the line being inefficient. So that's where I landed.
Xander Bogaerts, over 0.5 RBI here. 10.5 run total on this game. Lefty matchup against Robbie Ray. Ray, a 208 X ISO to righties over the past 2 years. Bogaerts, 421 WOBA versus lefties over the past 2 years with a 204 X ISO. He's just going to score a run with the bat for sure. I like Robbie Ray, but this matchup, that total, a hitter like Bogaerts, I'll happily expect him to knock somebody in. Feeling good about No House Advantage. Feeling good about the bets in general for today. Riding high coming out of the NBA. Go Bucks.
I didn't know that Bogaerts had a weighted 204 WOBA, whatever you just said. That would have changed my whole routine on this show, but that's why we leave those fake stats to you. And I just stick with, I think this team is going to score more runs, so we're backing them. Nice balance we've got going in baseball here.
Anything else you want to touch on before we head out of here?
No, stay tuned. Like I said, we're going to be doing a little baseball. Certainly the Olympics, the NBA draft is coming up. There's going to be a lot of one-offs. And of course, you're going to notice, and if you watched last night, you know this, we have a brand new channel, Awesome Odds channel. Get on over there, watch this video, of course, support us, and let us know what you want to see on the breakfast menu. But subscribe to that channel. It really helps us out. And like I said, you're gonna have to do that eventually, because we're gonna have so much content over there. You're not gonna want to miss it. No better time to get in early. It's gonna be a big initiative that we're making as we head into football. So keep an eye out for NFL and college football. Those videos are coming fast and furious as well. I'm good. Anything else on your end?
That is everything. Thank you so much for joining us for the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Don't forget, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Good luck tonight, everybody. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning.